Monday the 7th of May, Dr. Yossi Adler, Halachos of Rechor on Yom Tov.
Right. Thank you again for inviting me to discuss further Hilchot Rechor and to attribute everybody who's come out on a bank holiday morning to listen. Basically, I really want to discuss one shaila, which is a very, very common shaila, happens every Yom Tov, and most people don't seem to be aware of it, although it's a fairly straightforward halacha at first sight. And that is that the scenario is that, say, somebody comes to my house on Yom Tov morning, they're not well, they've got a high temperature, they want some medication. I've got the medication in the house, give them the medication so they can take it home with them. It's Yom Tov, you can carry Yom Tov. Talking about a place where there's no Eruv, you can carry Yom Tov, shouldn't be any problem. Right? The answer is, it's not right. It's a major shaila carrying on Yom Tov for a chole, or doing any malacha for that matter on Yom Tov for the sake of a chole, and we'll explain why. So the same problem arises if I have to go and see somebody and I need to carry my medical bag containing only implements which are needed for the Torah before, can you carry that on Yom Tov? Or, for example, if somebody has got a bad tummy ache and they want to put a hot water bottle on their stomach, we know you're allowed to official on Yom Tov with mutter, you're allowed to boil up water on Yom Tov. Can you boil up water to put it into a hot water bottle for a chola on Yom Tov? Why should there be any problem with this? So in order to understand that, we just have to go back a little bit on the basis of Hilchos Yom Tov. We know the Pasuk says in Parshas Bo, there's a general ism alach on Yom Tov, but anything which is needed for ochel nefesh, for food preparation, food relation preparation of food on Yom Tov, is mutter. But the Gemara in Deo qualifies that, and the Gemara says, "Metosh hutra l'tzorech, hutra namin shalei l'tzorech." It's just a place to live. Not only can you do things for the sake of food, once the Torah permitted you to do things for the sake of food, those malachas which are generally used for the immediate preparation of food, for example, shkita, bishul, havara, haitzah, lisha, chokbore, those malachas which are generally used for the immediate preparation of food can also be used, even if it can also be done, even if it's not involved in the preparation of food. So far, so good. Then, we know that there's another qualification of that, is that although you can do a malacha, even though it's not needed for food, there must be a Torah Yom Tov involved. You can only do it if it's needed for Yom Tov. So we'll know that the Gemara says that Beit Hillel hold that you can carry a tinnik, Mosinus HaTinnik, you can carry your lulav on Yom Tov because it's needed as a Torah Yom Tov. There's a big machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, if it's not needed as a Torah Yom Tov, is it often a deraisa or is it often a derabanan? Rashi holds that the ikkah is really the head of Nitzot applies, even if something's not needed for Yom Tov at all. But in the case where it's not Torah Yom Tov, in order to avoid people being mazalt in Yom Tov, the Chachomim will go that you shouldn't do something that was not Torah Yom Tov. Tosfos holds, if it's not Torah Yom Tov, it doesn't come bechlal the whole heter of Ayatul Nefesh, and therefore there's no derives involved. And the Be'alocha brings down the Hashkam of Rosh Hachosim of that Tosfos, this is often a derives, and therefore doing a malach on Yom Tov Shalom Torah isn't this a derisa? Therefore, just carrying something you don't need, let's say taking your makta home from shul, whether you're not going to need it again on Yom Tov, and it's no danger of getting lost or broken on Yom Tov, could be pashtus and this derisa because it doesn't come into the flow of head of mitos, according to Shid's text. But there's one more criteria which is a little bit less well known, and that's Gemara in Ksuvos. The Gemara in Ksuvos says it should be allowed to, once we've got the head of mitos, it should be allowed to make mugma on Yom Tov. Mugma is sometimes spices that was used, people, they burnt it up and they smelt it, and you involve bishul obviously in burning up these spices, but that's only used by mufanokim, delicate or fastidious people would need mugma, other people would never use mugma. And the Gemara says, the prophet says, acha sheyochel l'chol nefesh, dova ha-shove l'chol nefesh. You can only do on Yom Tov something which is shove l'chol nefesh, which anybody would use. Something which only mufanokim would use is not included in the heter of Ochel Nefesh. And again, we've got a Machlokes Rishonim, the Shit of Tosfos, and the Rosh, and the Mordechai, that if something's not Shovel Ochel Nefesh, then it's a Nissa Deraita. The Shit of the Rambam is that even then it's only a Nissa Drabon. But certainly a Chulam, if something's not Shovel Ochel Nefesh, it's also to do on Yom Tov.
The prostitute, can they use it?
No, okay. Because it's not a Shovel Ochel Nefesh, you can't do it at all. therefore, for example, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that you can't boil up water in order to have a bath to wash the whole body, because the rachitas kol haguf, so in those times, because it's been something only Mufanot can do. So you can boil up water to wash your hands or face, because everybody does that, but you can't boil up water to have a complete bath of the whole body, because that's considered as Mufanot, and that's not considered as a Dazah HaShavah, the whole message. The big shaila arises is Tzorech Chayla considered as Dazah HaShavah, the whole message? In other words, the basis of it is the Gemara and Sukkah. The Gemara and Sukkah is talking about what you can do with Perish Shvi'is, nothing to do with Yontif, but there's also a cloud in Perish Shvi'is that you can only do things for them which will Shavah the Chol Adam. And Moritz says, Nabin is the Tzvot of Shalom Adam, Moitzi is Hamanukma, which Rashi is Rafuah, that you can't do something for, use Perish Shvi'is for Rafuah, She'ena Shavah the Chol Adam, because it's not something which everybody needs. And Rashi says, Ena Shavah the Chol Adam, She'en HaKol Cholim. In other words, the state of being ill is a different state. Somebody is a chayvah, somebody is different from everybody else. Taking medication is something which a chayvah does. It's not something which somebody else does. And therefore, something which is done only the Torah chayvah is considered not being a dovah shavah chol nefesh. And therefore, doing a melacha, which might be completely mutter for anybody else, could be certainly a chashash of an issa d'oraita if you're doing it for the Torah chayvah, because you're doing something which is not shavah the chol nefesh in that respect. And many poskim, like that, the Tzadikosh brings it down, Shem and Ramban, the Seichemez in Marechas Yontov, says clearly that it's offered to boil up herbs which you need for a refuah. Somebody wants the herbs to make a drink which is only used for a refuah, they're different, nobody else will drink them. It's offered to do it because it's not for Tzorech HaNefesh. Other poskim, says that particular thing is mutter because those herbs, even if they're bitter, somebody might drink them if he was very thirsty, that would be considered Shavah HaNefesh. So you clearly see that he holds that medication, which nobody would have if they weren't ill, is not considered a shavah l'chol nefesh, and the Rav brings down Shmuel Shabbos Chotzer from Shem Zaman Arabach that it certainly offer to do any malacha for a chayla, specifically for a chayla, and that you cannot carry medication on Yom Tov Matan Shem Erev. It's offer to take antibiotics, go to the chemist, go to the doctor, get medication, and take it for somebody, or even the next door neighbor who needs paracetamol, who hasn't got it, could be an issa, if it's a Rosh Hashanah d'oraita, and issa d'oraita, on Yom Tov of carrying something which is not Shavah HaNefesh. No, no difference. Doesn't make a difference. Once it's off, it's off. There are poskim who disagree with it. It's based on a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos Lamateth, where the Gemara says that Zeya Tosas of the Torah, and Tosas brings down, explains it, that there's a difference between washing your whole body and sitting outside, tomorrow sitting outside the bathhouse and just sweating it up from the heat of the water that comes out of the bathhouse. The Gemara says it's not Nisid Rasa and Shabbos. And Tosas explains, Zeyah sweating it out is Shavel Chol Nefesh, the Eina Tanuk Ela Lebriyah. It's not used for enjoyment, but it's used to improve the body. Washing is considered being enjoyment, but this sweating is considered being something which comes for your health. So it sounds there as if he's considering that to be a heter. The fact that it's been done for health makes it better. And therefore the Bosch on Savis and Yeshua says, based on that something which is done for the sake of one's health is considered a Shavah HaChol Nefesh. Very famous Pnei Yeshua there in Shabbos Lamateth, where he therefore says that smoking on Yom Tov is mutter, because he says that initially he uttered it because not everybody smokes, and therefore it's not Shavah HaChol Nefesh. But on consideration of this process, he said it should be heter because smoking improves the health of the body and does something good in those guys. And therefore, since it's come to Brios, it's mutter. Obviously, that wouldn't apply now. Bezra Moshe says in his time, smoking, he says, still permits smoking in Yontif because he considered it as a dovah hashavah, the whole message, leaving aside the question of health. But clearly nowadays, where it's certainly not Librius Haguf, and the Chor is certainly not Shavah HaChol Nefesh now, smoking onto the Chor should be also the Choladech. The Prima Godin brings down that he himself smoked on Yom Tov based on this Pnei Yeshua, and he says also you could consider perhaps it as being Shavah HaChol Nefesh, but that was again in his times, and the Chor that would be very different nowadays. You could argue that L'Havros HaSadguf is different from Refuah, that L'Havros HaSadguf means it's something which a healthy person does, that it makes him stronger, it makes him feel better. That might be different from an ill person who's a different category, who we said is not Shavah HaChol Nefesh. But the mashmos of the Pnei Yeshua later on in Deah is mashma that he's saying it even L'Refuah, and the Prima Godin is Makta HaKadosh Dam for a Chola, who used to do bloodletting as a treatment, And on the basis of this, he's mad because he says it's lahavra sekur. So it seems that the ship of the Pnei Yeshua and the Prima Godin is that a chole is considered as being a normal person, and therefore something which stands for chole is considered being shalva kol nefesh. This is when it explains the svara is that a mfunik is a different kind of person from a normal person. Most people are not bothered by these things, don't need this perfume. Some people feel they need it. A chole, potentially, anybody could be a chole at any time, and if they were a chole, they'd want to use medication, and therefore they're not intrinsically different. You're just in a different state. Sometimes a person's in a state of chole, the same person as the Balei may not be in a state of chole, and therefore the fact that any done for a chole is not considered as being Eino Shava Bechol Nefesh.
Excuse me, should the person take the medicine in your place?
Yeah, that, no, but well, we'll count these a bit later on, but past it, yes. He can take it there, but he's got to come back 3 times a day for the rest of the younger. The Sarsofa brings down a different Torah, which is brought also in the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer doesn't use it in the Meister, but mentions the Torah, and that is that the purpose of taking the medication for a chole is to restore him to a state of health, and therefore make him like everybody else again. But he can't consider himself as being different from everybody else, because after he's taken the medication, hopefully he's going to become like everybody else again, and therefore that's considered as being Shavu L'chol Nefesh, because as you see, he's in the category of normal people, because the purpose is they bring right that you look at the taxis of the malacca rather than the malacca itself, and the taxis is to bring him back to a state of health, and therefore that is considered as Shavu L'chol Nefesh. And certainly the Amnesi uses it to say Shalom B'nei Nisra Bonon, but we see it, the principle exists. So it's a machlokes apostim where a chole is considered shavu l'chol nefesh, but it's considered to be the shita roi apostim that chole is not considered a shavu l'chol nefesh, and Shmuel Shamsky also sends me down halacha l'maisa that it's offer to carry or do any malachas for a chole on Yom Tov. It comes exactly the same as Shabbos, obviously all the things we've discussed, if it's chashvusakana or whatever you can do for a chole in particular categories, but the fact that it's Yom Tov makes no difference. In other words, you would have to treat for a chole, you treat Yom Tov exactly the same as Shabbos. So the question is there any way round this problem? Is any heter? Can we find any heterim to be able to get around this problem, to avoid this problem? So there, one point which Rabbi mentioned is that you have to remember, if you're talking about chole kolaguf, if you're talking and you're talking about where there's no rishus rabban d'oraisa, or you're not talking about carrying a rishus rabban d'oraisa, you'll have a normal heterim which you have on Shabbos, which is that for a chole kolaguf you can do an issur rabbanon b'shinui. So if it's not a rishus rabban d'oraisa, which is the assumption of setting up an area in an area in the first place, if you're not talking about carrying for rishus rabban d'oraisa, you could carry the shinui, the tzara chole. If you put in your hat, you could put it some backhanded way, and that would be a heter. But we're treating Yom Tov basically the same as Shabbos. The fact that you shouldn't feel any more relaxed, the fact that it's Yom Tov, you'd have to carry in exactly the same way, consider the problem in exactly the same way as you would consider it on Shabbos. And obviously that doesn't help us with the problem of heating the water, which is clearly involved in a derived submission. So the heter which Poskim discussed is, can you use the heter of Mabah B'Shirim? It's a very important principle in Hilchos Yom Tov, and that gives some insights into Hilchos Yom Tov, independent of the question of Rishur. We know there's a principle on Shabbat that even to do a melacha through Mabah B'Shirim is also, that means that if you're doing one melacha, if you do extra melachas in the same action, you're chayav an extra time. Considering an extra melacha. On Yom Tov, Mabah B'Shirim is mutter. That means that if you're doing a melacha which is mutter, if you can add in the same way, you can add into that melacha an extra, something extra is done, but it's done in the same action, then it's mutter. What's the example? It's Gemara in Deya. The Gemara says, Mala ishi kalak deira bostaf bishen etzri kalakatika. If you've got one pot, even though you only need one piece of meat, but you can fill the whole pot of meat and cook the whole thing. Male nachtum chovet shemayin, you can take a barrel of water, ach bishen tzorok v'kizanech, and it needs one ladleful really, but you can fill the whole thing, and then cook the whole thing. And the heter is considered to be a heter mavah b'shirim. So therefore on Yom Tov, even though you may only need a small amount, you can cook extra on the first day of Yom Tov. So if you need to cook for the meal on the first day of Yom Tov, you can put extra in the pot, and you can use that on the second day of Yom Tov or after Yom Tov, even though normally it would be hakana. But mavah b'shirim, if you're doing through mavah b'shirim through one action, that's mus. So therefore the eighth would be that if you need to carry a bottle of medication, if you take a bag and you put a bag of sweets or a handkerchief or a key which you need in the bag, and therefore that's the hotzor, which is mutter. You can put the medication in the bag at the same time, and you do it with one carrying, and that should be mutter, that heter of mavah b'shirim. So the Moshe talks about Anthony Newman going back to cigarettes again, and in his Moshe and said it. He talks about somebody smoking in Yom Tov at the time, and there's a heter to smoke in Yom Tov, and he's going out, and he only needs one or two cigarettes. He's not going out for that long. But his box of cigarettes is full. Can he carry the whole box, or does he have to empty out and just carry exactly the amount that he's going to need for his during the time that he's out? And Moshe says, based on this, it's not of Shurim. He's mutter to carry the whole thing. You don't start making a bonus how much you need. He can carry out the whole box of cigarettes. And therefore, this lechora would carry the same heter. This Mishnah often brings down the same heter, also that you can do that. So, what are the problems with this heter? Is any problem with it? The first issue is one called tircha. That means it has to be the tircha echad. It has to be done all with one process. Mishnah says it clearly. That afilah hafashari the chat tircha, who is all considered as one piece of action. Now, promotion talks about what happens if your box of cigarettes is almost empty, and you feel a bit uncomfortable not having a full box of cigarettes at all times. Can you fill your box of cigarettes before you go out, and then take the whole thing, even though you're only going to use one or two during planning out? And Moshe says, pastors, you can't do that because that's more than one tircha. You're going through a tircha in order to do a malacha of issa, and you're not allowed to do a tircha, an extra tircha malacha of issa. So here, if you've already got your handkerchief in your pocket, or your box of your bag with your sweets in it, if you then add the medication into that bag, it could be that that's shnei tircha, that's an extra tircha involved, and it could be that therefore that's not so clear cut, but that would have a heter mamshurim involved at the same time. And the other problem is, and so in Shaila it comes up quite often, is if you've got a bunch of keys. Right? You only need your house key on Yom Tov. Do you have to take all the other keys off the bunch before Yom Tov? Because the only thing you need is your house key, all the other keys are not necessary. And if you carry the whole thing, you're carrying things you don't need. Or, do we say, Ma'al Shurim, it's Musa, once you're carrying your house key, you can use everything else. So it's very interesting. Shmish Abdelkhoff brings down in the Haaretz at the bottom, when he mentions about cigarettes, he says, and the same thing would apply to a bunch of keys. In Ifras Moshe's Chedek Hay, he says, they showed me that based on my tshuva, the Novus has written that you're allowed to carry a bunch of keys as well, and you should know that's absolutely wrong. That there's a major difference between my heter carrying the cigarettes and carrying a bunch of keys. What's the difference between them? There's an obvious difference between when you carry your box of cigarettes, you may use any one of those cigarettes. You can take the whole box. It's true you're only going to need one or two, but you don't know which one or two you're going to use. And therefore it could be any one of those, and that could be the heter man b'shurim. But when you're taking the bunch of keys, you know you're only going to use that one key. Everything else is clearly extra. And that may not be included in Heter Mamshurim. And that seems to be my focus. Now, for him, whether that's Heter Mamshurim, Pashas, of course, is tolerant my focus of what Shatam Mamshurim is. And I thought Shatam Mamshurim says the same thing, that there's my focus for showing him what's the Heter Mamshurim. The Ram says, the Heter Mamshurim and Yom Tov is given from Hutra. Since you're doing a Heter action, so a little extra is all involved in one action. Once it's mutter, the whole thing is mutter. The Rashbot is, haiminai maskus. Means you don't know which one you're going to use. So when you fill the whole jug with water, you don't know which bit of water you're actually going to use when you come to bake the bread. So that's the whole thing's mutter, because any of it might be the one to be used. So the Torah, this machlokes is common. If you say the Torah is haiminai maskus, then the bunch of keys are not going to be mutter. Whereas if you say, sorry, it's given to Hutra, then the whole thing should be Muslim. And for our case, we'll be telling the same Shaila, that if you hold, like the Moshe seems to hold, that the Heter is because of Hananiah Maskus, when you're taking your medication and your sweets, that's two completely separate things. The sweets are Muslim, but the medication is also, and Mab Bashurim won't help you in that respect. But there is one further Heter, which helps resolve and far brings us in Masel Yo, and that is another principle, which is Eged Keli Shnei Eged. That means completely separate from Mabashurim. Mabashurim says you're doing two Isurim, but you're allowed to do it because it's all done with one action. But besides that, there's a principle in Hechot Shabbos and Yom Tov of Eged Keli. That means that the Gemara and the Rambam brings it down, that if, for example, you've got a box of fruit, and you carry it from Rosh Hashanah Yochid into Rosh Hashanah Rabin, but you only carry half the box. So the box is now half in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid and half in the Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So you've carried out, the box got 100 oranges in it, 50 oranges you've carried from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Rabin, but they're all in one box, and the box is still half in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. You're not chayav in Shabbos of the Rambam, because you consider everything within one keli as being part of that keli. So it's all one keli, and you haven't carried the whole thing out, and you're only chayav after you've carried the same thing out. So in other words, if you've got something in one keli, Sochin, but it's not to do with being in a keli as such, a bunch of keys, even though it may not be inside anything, but that since by moving any part of it, you're going to control any other part of it, that's considered as being a keli. So therefore, that's all considered as one malocha. So it's not a question of mambashurim, but it's a question of carrying something within one keli is one malocha. And therefore, if you've got your sweets and your medication in one keli, which keli could be a pocket, it doesn't have to be a bag, but if you've got it all within one keli, that itself means that it all becomes one malocha, and therefore when you carry it, you're only doing one malocha, and therefore there's no if at all. And that could well get round, or Moshe goes into, he doesn't like the Meister, but using that, once you've got the Torah, that could well get round the problem of Tircha as well, because now when you do the Tircha, you're just putting it into a keli, and that's completely Melechus Hefi, you're doing something which is complete Hefi, which has got no Shaychus to the Issa at all, because all you're doing is filling a box, and a box is a box. Not like you've got the jug of water and you've got Issa and you've got Hefi in one jug. Here the whole thing becomes Hefi because it's all one keli, and therefore the whole thing is only being used now as one unit. It becomes one unit of Hefi, and therefore it should become Muslim. So therefore, just to summarize this halacha, it comes out, there's one other shayla by the way which people raise, which is a question of haroma. That means that it's all a bit of a dray. You don't really want to carry these sweets, you're only carrying them because you want to carry the medication. But there's Mogen Avraham brings down that according to Rosh Rishonim, you're allowed to do haroma in Mabot Shurim. That doesn't matter, the fact you're doing haroma doesn't make a difference. So you're allowed to put extra, if it's all done by Tech Achas, you can fill the whole thing with jar with water, but even the Chatzilah, even knowing you're going to use the majority of it tomorrow, and the fact that you're doing it with Haroma, according to Rosh Hashanah, doesn't matter, and the same thing would apply here. So, to summarize, therefore, Malocha, it would seem that by a tzirus of all these shaylas, number one, we've got a shayla whether Cholet Shavuot Chol Nefesh in the first place. Number two, we've got a shayla that Mabon Meshurim may be Mutter, even if it's two different kinds of objects, because maybe use the Torah for Kibbutz Torah, etc. Number three, we've got the Hefer of Iger Keli Shnei Eger. So putting all these three things together to carry medication using Mabot Shurim on Yontif should be Mutter, Kondor Potom, Father Potom like that, and most Potom Potom, that's the way around the problem on Yontif. But one should keep that in mind, that certainly just carrying normal medication, just going around doing normal things that are not Mutter on Yontif to anybody else, probably not Mutter for her. Just two other brief points as far as Hilchos Refuah and Yontif is concerned is that one is simple shayla. We know that on Shabbos there's an issa of refuah. Somebody who's not a cholei kol haguf, you've got a bit of a headache, but it's not that bad, then you make you go to bed. There's an issa, actually issa of refuah. You can't take medication because there's very mishum shkita some on it. Does that issa apply on Yontif? In other words, if you've got a headache on Yontif, can you take a Panadol or not? So it's not mentioned anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. Interesting is that there's an Issa of Refuah on Yontif. The Rosh Potkin on the diet from Hilchos Chol HaMoed. On Hilchos Chol HaMoed, the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to take Refuah on Chol HaMoed. From where in the diet, if it's only allowed on Chol HaMoed, it must be also on Yontif, and that's why Mishpura, Chaz, and Pitta, all Potkin like that. I will say it's not so straightforward because it's difficult to see why there should be an Issa on Yontif because the whole Issa is Exerim Shemshchit of Samonim because of grinding. Toichen, in any case, on Yontif, would only be an Issa Rabbanan because it's one of the Melachos, probably including Shavuot Nefesh, and Masirat Nefesh, it's not going to be an Issa Deraisa. So, Shchita Mamonim on Yontif itself would not be an Issa Deraisa, except if you hold, since you're doing it for a Chole, which is not Shavuot L'chol Nefesh, there could be an Issa Deraisa because of that. But Pashtas, the Toichen would not be an Issa Deraisa. So you're making a gzeira onto an Issa Drabbanan, and not only that, you're taking medication which you would never, is not even ground at all, and you're making a gzeira, ligzeira, ligzeira, and therefore it seems more far-fetched gzeira, and therefore Shlomo Kluger, for example, says that it's mutter on Yontif, and he's got different ways of explaining why specifically on Chol HaMoed, it's mutter, they explain Chol HaMoed, it has to specifically mention it's mutter, to tell you that even the chiddush is, that even if taking the medication is very unpleasant for you, and therefore on Yontif you might not be able to do it because of Rosh Chodesh Simchas Yontif, on Chol HaMoed you can do it because the chiyuv of Simchas Yontif is not so great on Chol HaMoed. But the other neighbor brings the Sfarah down, although he doesn't use it nice, an interesting Chovel of Chas Emes asks the Shaila for the Ahmed Neighbor, and he writes back and he says, Pashtus, it's also, we see all the Poskim in Mogen Avraham, and all the Poskim say it's also based on the same Chol HaMoed, but I can see since you're coming to ask the cast, the shayla is often shayla about second year of Rosh Hashanah, it's obviously a very important shayla for you, so I'll try and look for a heifer for you, and he mentions this the way to approach the het, although he's not much in the ma'aser, but the Tzilias and Bringish and the Tzuk and Azariah says that if somebody wants to do it, yesh lo kam nirchav lismach alav, you've got a pillow to rest on. In other words, if you take a medication yom tov, according to Tzilias, you don't have to worry too much about it. If it's an Indian of Simchas Yom Tov, there's a place to be made. But the Pashtus Rosh Poskin is of Rufor and Yom Tov does apply. That's all on the first day of Yom Tov. One should be aware that on the second day of Yom Tov, there are only two differences in Halacha between the first day of Yom Tov and the second day of Yom Tov. And one of them is Legabe Rufor, that the Chacham did not make any Xeris Rabbonon Legabe Echela on the second day of Yom Tov. And therefore, on the second day of Yom Tov, you can do any Issa Drabonim for a Chayla, and therefore, there's certainly no Shaila about taking medication on the second day of Yom Tov. It's not a killer, and any Torah Kafur, certainly all these Shailas we've discussed on the second day of Yom Tov, if you're talking about Issa Drabonim, again, come back to Shaila about carrying whether you've got Issa Drabonim or not, but Legabe Issa Drabonim on the second day of Yom Tov, on Mutter, the only thing the Shatim brings down is that you can't, or it's a Shaila, whether you can do an Issa Drabonim or the Shinui. But something which is intrinsic in the Rabbanim, you can do on the second day of Yom Tov. I'm just thinking, may Inyan, Lunyan, both Inyan, just to finish with a few, to the Drush on Legabi Inyanim of Yom Tov. That's the bit of the importation. There was a Manchester recently, and they were selling in Matsikea Dust some CDs of Start the Day of Torah in Manchester. And I bought one of the Rukovsky, and he quotes a beautiful Sartemis from Pasha's Denver. He says that the problem which actually always bothered me, sort of some linear, had in the back of my mind this question. I never really thought it through properly. But the Rashbam says in Avot Sochem that when Shabbos goes into the end, the Gemara mentions Yayin Kiddush now, Bolas Man is saved, and it doesn't mention anything about Psalmim. And the Rashbam says that when on Motzei Shabbos going into Yom Tov, you don't have any Psalmim, because Yom Tov itself is called Shama Yetzirah, and Psalm is the revising Shama Yetzirah. On Shabbos you've got and on Yom Tov you've got Neshama Yetzirah as well, and therefore you don't need it. First of all, if you've got Neshama Yetzirah on Yom Tov, then you should have Psalmim on Matzah Yom Tov. Why don't you have Psalmim on Matzah Yom Tov? Tosafot says, no, there's no Neshama Yetzirah on Yom Tov, but the food and the Talmud of the second day of Yom Tov replaces the Psalmim and it revives you from it. So the response is difficult. The response says there isn't Neshama Yetzirah on Yom Tov, so why don't we have Psalmim on Matzah Yom Tov? So the South Tender says as follows. South Tender says there's a basic difference in the Bechin of Shabbos and the Bechin of Yom Tov. Shabbos is what South Tender calls Isrusa de la Eila, and Yom Tov is what's called Isrusa de la Tata. That means that Shabbos is Makadish of Shabbos, but Shabbos gives us Shabbos and he raises us to a level of Kedusha on Shabbos. There's no input from us. Whatever we do, Shabbos comes and we are raised up to this level of Kedusha which Shabbos holds. Yom Tov is Mekadosh Yisrael Vazman, and Yom Tov only exists because Klal Yisrael and Mekadosh HaChodesh at the right time. In other words, to get the chinus which you should get from particularly Yom Tov, you need to have your own input. You need to be the input of the person. It's not just the Kedosh which comes from Akadosh Baruch Hu, but you have to put your own work into trying to get the chinus of Yom Tov which are designed for that Yom Tov. There's a difference, as I know it says in many places, there's a difference between Yisrusa de la'en and Yisrusa de la tata. It's just that Eilat reaches much higher level of Kedusha. There's no doubt the Kedusha of Shabbos is higher than the Kedusha of Yom Tov. Shabbos is also, as we've seen, it's also both on Nefesh, it's Chitz Kores, Yechiz Gila, Yom Tov has got Lysis, Surim, Yechiz Las, Eichel Nefesh is Mutter. Certainly the Kedusha of Shabbos, we know that is greater than the Kedusha of Yom Tov. But the difference between the Kedusha of Eilat and the Kedusha of Tata is the Kedusha of Tata, things which you put your own work into, have got a permanence. He says, for example, Har Sinai and Har Maria. Har Sinai, certainly there couldn't be any case in the world which has got higher Kedusha than Har Sinai, Shabbos, Matan Torah. And that's the highest level of Kedusha that could ever exist in Olam Hazeh. But once Matan Torah was finished, and Akash Baruch Hu left, it becomes a tourist site. You can walk there, you can scroll across there, it's got no Kedusha whatsoever. Har Maria, the Kedusha can never be as high a Kedusha as Har Sinai, but because the Kedusha of Har Maria comes, because Klal Yisrael built the Beit HaMikdash there, that Kedusha has got a permanent Kedusha and never goes away. And if even after the Chorban HaBayis, Har HaMaria retains its Kedusha because it's got input. The Luchas Rishonis and Luchas Shnias is the same. The Luchas Rishonis were mixed with Ma'aser Akin. They were a much higher level of Kedusha than Luchas Shnias, but they were destroyed. Luchas Shnias, which was Sol Lachol, which came through the input of Klal Yisrael, through the Tshuva of Klal Yisrael, those remained forever. So therefore, he says, it could be answered to the Kedusha, is now quite straightforward. Shabbos has got Neshama Yetzirah, which comes from Yisrusa De'ela. When it goes away, we've lost it. We need Psalmim to revive ourselves. Yom Tov, the Neshama Yetzirah we have, but we keep that Neshama Yetzirah forever. So therefore we don't need someone to revive ourselves. If we've worked on ourselves properly and got the Kedusha of Yom Tov, which we need through the work which we've put into it, then that Kedusha will never dissipate, and therefore even though Yom Tov may go away, but the Kedusha, what we've gained from Yom Tov, stays forever, and therefore we don't need any coming on Yom Tov. And that's Chat Sedan Hatien Hashem the King of Birkat Maradeth, and we don't make sport of the Bracha of the Yom Tov should elevate us, should lift us up. That is, that through the work and the effort that we put into, when coming Yom Tov was Matan Torah, the work that we put into having our Kabbalah Satorah, in creating a Yom Tov which comes through a Kabbalah Satorah, which we put the effort into it, then that will elevate us, that Kabbalah Satorah will take us through the year, so that in Yitzhak Hashem we will become different people of that. We've developed a new Kabbalah Satorah. We are now a different kind of person than we were before that Yom Tov. So that in Yitzhak Hashem, we should come to the stage where we can really celebrate the Yom Tov by having an Aliyah Lerega, which gives us an even greater Aliyah when we see the Binyan Beis Hamikdash.